would help? If I started recording us.
Oh, okay.
Now I did. Well, now I did. We're back.
All right. Now we're back. It's official. But no, it's, you know, we're having a really good time tonight. And it's frustrating for us, too, when we have to stop and, you know, we get a good conversation. I know you folks, you know, you're loyal listeners and you're listening and we have to wait for us to get everything. So thank you so much for the patience. We'll work the bugs out during the course of the week and we'll be hopefully have everything worked out next week.
I'm in a very strange place because I feel a lot of hostility and anger and I want to vent. But I can't do it at you or the people in the chat. So there's nothing I can do with this but just bubble up. This is why people get beat. Because there's no place to release the anger.
You know what, though? I know, because it's frustrating. Because let's say I was doing something. What are you doing? I'm doing this. Well, you're screwing us up. Stop doing that. All right. At least we know what happened.
Yes.
There's nothing worse. It's like when I was fixing that stupid door, over the weekend. I can't figure out what the problem is.
I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll take out the trashy of the door if you could fix out the Sam. I'll go the long way around to take out the trash.
Yeah, right.
Take the stupid broadcasting system. I hate the friggin' internet. This has really been – all right, whatever. We're not gonna do that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do something fun. We're going to do a little comics in the news.
Ah.
And I'm going to play the theme song, and we're going to hope it does not screw things up.
Mm.
Comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Yes, Comics in the News. We have not done this in a while. So, this happened not this past Sunday, the Sunday before. So, Saturday Night Live had their big 40th anniversary show. Did you catch it, Joe?
A little bit of it. Probably the last hour of it.
So you probably saw what we're going to talk about then tonight.
I did not.
Oh, well, why would you do research? Okay, anyway.
Why? Because I didn't see the show. I didn't see that portion of the show.
You could have gone on YouTube.
Okay.
So Eddie Murphy
maybe you could have worked in a Samcaster.
It was working this morning.
Okay.
So
then we'll do the show in the morning.
And you get here?
Yeah.
You're full of piss and vinegar then, aren't you?
Yeah, most certainly.
So Eddie Murphy has been estranged from Saturday Night Live for many years. It's not been on for many years. What happened was David Spade made a joke on Weekend Update years ago about Eddie Murphy being available because he's got a lot of free time because he's not working a lot. And that pissed off Eddie Murphy. Okay, whatever. Funny thing, though, in the early 80s, Eddie Murphy said the same thing about another host. Another cast member did the same friggin' joke, which they found. But whatever. Eddie didn't like when it was done about him. Okay, fine. So Chris Rock gives a – but the return of Eddie Murphy was greatly anticipated. He was genius on the show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really where he cut his teeth and became the breakout star in the 80s that he was. You know, that led to a very successful movie career.
Right. Led to the second wave of that show because you had
because the show was really in disrepair
and that wave was the second wave that actually saved
Eddie
the
was
show.
The second wave
yeah and he saved the show
yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of anticipation for Eddie to be back on the show. So Chris Rock gives a nice introduction about Eddie Murphy, explains his accomplishments, really heartfelt, really nice job by
right.
Chris Rock and everything. So he brings out Eddie Murphy smiles, waves, about a minute of this. He really didn't have anything funny to do. He was just there. Okay. Kind of sucked. A lot of anticipation. Kind of hoping Eddie could, be in a skit.
Right.
A little acting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make with the comedy. It's kind of what he was known for.
Right.
Remember comedy?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Eddie did not do that. All right, so everybody's like wondering why would you not write a sketch for Eddie Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Eddie Murphy not doing something funny? There's a reason, and we shall go into it. Norm Macdonald tweets out.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like Roger. Okay, we're being represented by Norm Macdonald. Could be worse.
Yeah, good thing. Maybe, you know, the guy's looking for a syndication deal. They're trying to do something.
Yeah, so they went and they had that syndication meeting, and then they raped me.
Yeah, he was on the rise, and he's talking about scammers. You know, put him on syndication.
And then they raped me.
Anyway, so
Norm Macdonald tweeted out that he wrote the Celebrity Jeopardy sketch. Now, on that sketch, he always played Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Very, very funny sketch. Always Burt Reynolds, and there was Sean Connery, who was played by Daryl Hammond, and Alex Trebek, played by Will Ferrell. you know, classic sketches that they did. So what he did was Norm MacDonald writes this sketch, and one of the topics is going to be potent potables, which has to do with drinks and everything.
Right.
And that's one of the categories. They buzz in, potent potables, and Bill Cosby does a thing about potent potables. That's the sketch.
Right.
The sketch was written for Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy did not play Bill Cosby. Kenan Thompson, who's a regular cast member on the show. Did you see this? No, you didn't see the sketch.
No.
Kenan Thompson plays Bill Cosby. And it turns out, I'll actually read what Norm wrote. Norm wrote this, because Murphy declined. He said, Murphy knew the laughs would bring the house down. Eddie Murphy knows what will work on SNL better than anyone. Eddie decides that laughs are not worth it. He will not kick a man when he is down, McDonald wrote. Eddie Murphy, I realize, is not like the rest of us. Eddie does not need the laughs. Eddie Murphy is the coolest, a rock star, even in a room with actual rock stars. So Eddie, according to Norm, did not want to kick a man when he's down. So he declined. And they really didn't know until the last minute whether Murphy was going to do it. So Bill Cosby released the following statement in regard to Eddie Murphy's decision not to lampoon him on SNL. I am very appreciative of Eddie, and I applaud his actions. So, you know, Cosby's happy.
I don't think Eddie Murphy was in it. I don't think Eddie Murphy was into doing this in the first place.
Into doing the reunion at all?
Doing the reunion.
Do you have a reason to say that, or are you just speculating?
I'm just speculating, but from just basically, he's in a different headspace now. He hasn't done stand up.
He does comedic acting.
Does comedic acting, but it just seems that he, maybe it was from what David Spade said or whatever.
But then why come back?
Maybe he kind of felt obligated. Maybe they just wouldn't leave him alone. You know, some guys show up that are not into things, and they show up just to make face. And he just probably felt, you know, I'm just going to be there. And he probably did the skit, and he didn't really want to do the skit. And that's probably the
excuse. He didn't do a skit.
But you know what?
He did nothing.
But the thing about it is kick a man when he's down. I mean, Eddie Murphy was the one that said, hey, Bill, have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
Well, all right, let's bring that up. Because Cosby has always been very big on the clean comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Murphy obviously cursing up a storm and everything. So there was that loggerheads and everything. So that's why Murphy said what he said about Bill Cosby. So, do you think Eddie Murphy did the right thing?
No. I don't think he did. I mean, he's a comic. He knows that comics call people out. He's called Bill Cosby out.
Well, but Bill Cosby was never in this situation before, an accused rapist of 30 women.
I think it's very high horse of Eddie Murphy.
Very high horse, like to say, I'm better than this?
Yes, exactly.
So you think there was an ulterior motive?
Yeah, I just think he was very high horse. I don't think that he wanted to go on the show at all. He was there. They put him in a skit. I don't think he was – I think he was high horse and making comments on Bill Cosby, didn't like the sketch, and said he didn't want to be part of it. I don't think he wanted to be there at all. He just, you know, come out, wave, and stuff like that. As a big Eddie Murphy fan, I think it's a letdown. You're looking for him to come out and do stuff.
This was the most anticipated thing.
Absolutely.
Everybody wanted to see Eddie because they hadn't seen him on there.
Yeah, but if you're
to kill it.
Right, and the thing about it is that if your mindset is that, you know, I haven't been on the show in decades. I really don't want to be here in the first place. I'll just make, you know, people, well, we want to see, well, that's nice, but I just going to wave and stuff like that. And I don't like the sketch.
I mean, should he have told them ahead of time, listen, I don't want to do anything?
But
Norm wrote this thing, Norm made it sound like Murphy was really entertaining doing this for a while.
That's something that I don't know. You know,
to bail at the last moment?
Well, you know, guy's done that to you.
Hey, man, I'll do Bill Cosby. I don't know if I can get there. I need to take a All right, so... What were you saying? You were doing an impression. Do an impression.
Dance
time. Monkey. Dance.
You see, when you don't, you can't do the impression. That doesn't make sense.
It was terrible.
We totally lost flow.
Maybe Flo could fix this shit. Maybe she's got the insurance to fix this bullshit. Stupid, gotta buy this thing and get it set up for next week. Anyway, all right.
Sorry, Strawberry. Strawberry Letter is leaving us.
Why?
Because I think we frustrated her.
No, we're back, baby. We're back. We're back in less than a minute.
Okay, I know. I know.
Strawberry, don't leave. Don't leave, Strawberry. There's not much more show to go, baby.
Yeah.
All of our will is weakened at this point.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be here. But as I tell my audience, suck it up and we'll get
I want to be here. I'm stoked to do the gig.
Sam and my stupid computer out the window.
I understand that.
I wish they would have taken it in the drug raid.
I mean, I'm stoked to do a show. It's just that Sam isn't.
Stupid Sam. I blame Trucker Tom for this. His lack of Wi-Fi.
And now Strawberry's mad at me because I said, Joe, I did not say that. I assumed that she is leaving because of the sound. We were having problems. But she said, Joe, I did not say that. I'm sorry.
Why are you leaving, Strawberry? Nobody leaves.
Well, don't bust her chops.
I'm going to bust her chops. All right. Nobody leaves when the show's going on, except for the broadcaster. So if you were Eddie Murphy, you...
Because I get a funny... And sometimes, look, I have it sometimes, you know, on a smaller scale. There have been situations in bands where guys come down and they're just trying to help out and stuff like that. And they're not into it as other people are in the group in. So they'll come down and they'll do what they just have to do and they'll do the minimum because they're really not into being there. And I don't think Eddie Murphy was into being there. He's going there, and now he's got to do a skit with Bill Cosby.
Not
Bill Cosby, but playing Bill Cosby. And I don't think he was thrilled about doing it from the get-go. And, you know...
Well, then be upfront about it, Joe.
You know what? Sometimes guys aren't. You know, guys aren't. Maybe he thought of it, and the last minute he decided not to do it. You know? And
So put yourself in Eddie's spot. Would you have done it if you're Eddie? Eddie Murphy. You're not Joe Curry.
I understand that, but live my life that way. But how soon did they get the script? Was he sent the script the week before?
They've been working on the days leading up to it.
Yeah, I mean, if he was sent the script a couple of days before and he said he'd do it, if he doesn't do it that night, you know, it's a bullshit move. Now, if it was something that he got. Maybe an hour before the show, like maybe a day or an hour before the show, maybe he had a change of heart. Maybe it was a rewrite. Maybe they did a rewrite or something like that. You know, but
if you're Eddie Murphy, you doing that? You doing the bit? You're Eddie Murphy. You got nothing to prove.
If I'm Eddie Murphy, I'm doing the bit. And the reason why is I'm a comic, and you call bullshit on things as a comic.
See, I agree with that.
And
that's kind of what we do.
And I don't think and Eddie Murphy's been critical of Bill Cosby. You know, comedy end.
This is different, though. You know, I, as a comic, I have jokes about Bill Cosby. You heard some of them the other night.
Mm.
I think you enjoyed the rape joke.
I
think I heard you cackling when I said, you know, he hosted Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah, right. But it's – I don't know if he was a mentor or something like that.
Clearly
or,
not. They were at Loggerheads.
Yeah, so if he was – that's what I'm saying. If they're at Loggerheads, what's the big deal? I think – because they're at Loggerheads, because Eddie called them out in that one concert video, even though it's a different situation, I think it's a bullshit move on Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy doesn't like to, you know, he likes to do movies now. He's not doing stand-up. He doesn't want to do sketch. He just wants to do movies. And he, you know, and he wanted to, you know, he really seemed not to want to go back to SNL.
Well,
I get a funny feeling if it's like something he didn't want to do. Now he's got to do this sketch.
He shouldn't have showed up. The sketch when it was a minute.
You know what? I guess he felt pressure, and he goes, "Look, I'll just show up. I'll wave." And now I got to do. Now I got to do a sketch, and you're looking at the sketch.
But nobody just showed up and waved. Everybody did something.
You know,
he could have come out and done a monologue.
I understand that, but Eddie Murphy is in a different plateau.
So did he damage himself? People are going to look. People are pissed.
Yeah. There's going to be two camps, people that feel that he did the right thing.
A lot of people do feel he did the
right
thing.
But a lot of people that are fans of Eddie Murphy just feel like they were let down. But it's, you know...
So you think he let down his fans?
I think he let down his fans, but the thing about it is you know, Eddie Murphy, sometimes you don't want to be there, sometimes the fans got to take a hit, you know?
Well, I think Eddie would have been fine if he just would have declined, hey, I don't want to do that Cosby thing. But I'll do something else. I'll do a monologue. I'll do Buckwheat, you know, which he was famous for.
Right. He could have done Gumby or something like that. He could have, you know. I mean, because basically he got carte blanche. It's not like, you know, I mean, Lauren would have bent over. I think they were. I mean, Lauren would have bent over backwards to do anything to have him, you know, anything he wanted. Lauren wouldn't have done.
I think Eddie, I mean, comics, like you said, we take people down. It's what we do. It's not noble.
He hasn't been a comic in a while. He's got a successful film career. He's
I don't know how successful it is anymore.
Well, still, successful enough where he has a good body of work. Okay, I mean, the Shrek films did really well. I mean, the other, you know, I mean, Norbit, what are you going to do? But, you know, and I think he's been doing more things, like, I think since he's had his kids, he's been doing more things in a kid-centric way.
Yeah, Dr. Dolittle.
Dr. Dolittle, where his whole attitude and bite is in a different way than it was when he was this, you know, brash kid that came out of Long Island, you know, doing comedy. You know, he's in a different headspace. Guys get in a different headspace.
You know who was conspicuous by their absence? And I'm only guessing why. Victoria Jackson. She was a big part of that show for 8 years.
Yeah, there was a lot, you know, I mean.
You know who she is, right?
Yeah, you know exactly who she is.
I think I can only guess is that she's so far out.
She's nuts.
Well, she's out there with her politics.
Yeah.
Very far right.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely far right with her politics, where Fox News goes, I don't think we can give her a show. That's the only reason I can guess why she wasn't brought back.
And maybe she's too aloof to have on the show. You're doing a live show, and she's getting wacky. She's been getting really wacky. Do you need that? You got a tightly sketched, you know, tight show. It went over, you know, and there's really no time for shenanigans.
I get, but she was such a big part of that show. She wasn't even – I mean, they could have had her in the audience. Like, John Lovitz didn't do anything on stage, but they showed John Lovitz in the audience.
Maybe she declined. Maybe she didn't want to do it.
If you're Victoria Jackson, why would you decline? You need the attention of your stupid website.
Maybe – I know, but I think she's pretty – I think she's gotten pretty wacky.
I think it has something to do with what she's doing now.
Could
be. I can't imagine. I mean, she was a big part of that show.
It could be. You know, I mean, I mean, they're trying – you know, you're trying to do a twofold thing. You're trying to celebrate the history of the show, and also you're trying to do a live show and bring it in. What did they run, 3 hours?
Three plus.
So they ran 3 hours. You're also trying to bring in a show for 3 hours. Now, there's a lot of things in our show, which I'm not trying to compare the two, but there is this minuscule way.
Talking with bits that never end?
No, but the thing about it is you'll go, you know, we'll do something. All right, let's move on, blah, 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 because you're trying to bring in a show within 3 hours. That's just you, me, and Pip. Try it with a whole – for 30 years worth of cast members. 40 years worth of cast members. You know, there's got to be a schedule. There's got to be constraints. You know, it's a lot.
One more comic thing in the news, then we'll move on to scammers. I watched part of the Oscars. I never watched these award shows.
I never watched them
and
either.
And now I didn't know why. It was just terrible. The reason I watched the award shows is so I can say snarky things on Facebook. That's really the reason why I watched them. But they do the In Memoriam every year.
Mm-hmm.
They did not include Joan Rivers. I just thought that was real shitty.
Well, I heard a speculation on that, basically, because she used to be at the Oscars ripping everybody apart.
Why do you say Hollywood has a big stick up their ass, Joe?
Because if they feel that way about her, they're like, well, you know, she was this and that and the other thing. We won't include her. You know, and I get that feeling. They're sitting there and they're on their high horse. It's all, you know, sitting on their high horse. And also another side story to that was that they didn't feel there was enough blacks represented in the Oscars.
Well, that was Al Sharpton.
And the funny thing about Al Sharpton, he's protesting Hollywood, one of the most liberal-thinking people.
And,
you know, why would he go? I mean,
in his defense, I was watching it, and they did this is awesome, which is a Lego from the Lego movie.
Right.
There's like a rap in it.
Right.
In Al's defense, again, I put this out on Facebook. They didn't even get black people for the rap part of that.
But
I don't know.
But it just seems weird. You're going to one of the most liberal thinking places.
Selma didn't really get it. Selma wasn't the lead actor, and Selma wasn't nominated.
You know, a great movie. You know, great movie, great topic. But maybe that, you know, the actor wasn't up to par. You know, thing.
I heard
but,
he was good. I don't know.
But you know, it's just, why would you? You know, if you're going to rebel rouse, why would you go there? The most liberal thinking people you'd ever want to meet,
there. There's also conservatives in Hollywood. That's not fair. We saw one of them talk to a chair during the Republican convention.
I know, but that, believe me, conservatism and, you know, and right wing in Hollywood.
Talk about that shit. Can you imagine Clint Eastwood and Victoria Jackson having a conversation?
It's just two empty chairs.
And somebody's yelling at one.
But it's like I find it weird why, you know, he would go there. So, you know, I mean, and they're very, very liberal. I'm not, you know, taking some away, but pick and choose your battles, dude. You know?
So you never watch that stuff, eh?
No, I don't really I haven't watched a movie in about... I haven't gone to the movies in about four years.
Well, now you have an excuse.
I haven't rented a movie in about 3 years. I couldn't tell you. I see actors. I don't even know who they are. And as a comic, I should be relevant in what's going on.
Yes, I've often felt that. Yes, I know. Gee, I wish Joe was relevant.
I understand that. But, you know, like with current events, I really should be relevant. And they even tell you, you know, you really should be relevant. But it's I don't have the time.
Listen, I think you have some of the best material on the air traffic controller.
Thank you, Strawberry.
Strawberry's back?
Yeah, she stayed for me.
Yeah. Joe guilted Strawberry.
Yes. No, I didn't mean to guilt her.
I did.
No. Tavid's the villain.
Sure, I'll be the villain tonight. Why not? You know what? Should I try to get Hawk back on? Let's see. I'm going to try to get Hawk back on. I don't know why. Let's see if I can. Not that they don't deserve us. Can I get this? Come on. Auto DJ deactivated. Now I want to stop Auto DJ. No, I want to stop it, you cock.
That's the basis of contraception.
Okay. We're back everywhere.
Yay.
Enjoy us while you can.
Yes. And once again, thank you for your patience. We really appreciate it, guys.
This is more frustrating.
Because you guys could chat amongst yourselves. You got to sit here and figure it out.
You can chat amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
As you usually do.
You know, because he's got to fix it. I'm on my iPhone trying to find out how to troubleshoot.
No, I'm going to try to get with DiVidani or Joey or Joey from Hawk or Chris from Cyanet and try to get this out. If I have to buy a new one, I will. It'll be several hundred dollars.
No, well, money worth spent.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to be on the internet much longer. I'm trying to get off this damn
but
thing.
But just don't hold your breath. Just buy the damn thing.
As soon as we buy it, the deal will be signed.
I don't care. We'll take it as a law. I mean, we can't stopping every 10 minutes.
All right. So we'll do a little scan by. So we drop a little knowledge on the folks. This happened to me several months ago. I got a terrible virus on the computer. Mm. A lot of times you have viruses, it slows down the computer.
Maybe it's the virus that's screwing things up.
No, it's cleared up. I'll get there, stupid. No, not right. The virus.
I'm just, you know, just hazarding a guess.
The virus has nothing to do with Sam.
All right.
So I get a pop-up while I'm online that gives permission to Windows to control the computer, more or less. Pretty much says, well, you know, we need to do an update, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it looks like an official Windows thing. Mm-hmm. Do you give Windows the power to control your computer? I'm a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get out of it. I kept on Xing out, and I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, sometimes I get that. You try to reboot?
Well, I left the browser.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't I get out of it? Finally, I go, all right, you know what? You can have permission. What could possibly go wrong?
You've yelled at me.
Well, you've deserved it.
About no. It's like do as I say, not what I do. You bought because we had a problem. I had a problem with that on my laptop with the same situation 2 years
but
ago,
this one
you chewed the shit out of me over that.
But this looked like official, like an official.
It Windows. Looked like official. What I you because it was Adobe downloading an Adobe program.
That's different.
And
different.
It screwed up.
This is different than that. I've seen that too. And yes, never download software like an Adobe update or any other update mm-hmm. unless it's from the official website. The official.
Sometimes
website.
You can't tell. I mean,
you really have to do like a Google search.
You really need to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, ugh.
Like now, so the next day, I open up my computer, and there's a warning from IC3, which is the FBI's internet. I'm wondering immediately if this warning knows Ann Jackson. So I get a warning that says so pops up saying you've looked at porn, kiddie porn, etc. It's like, oh my god, I did. Why don't I know this? So, and your computer will be locked. So my computer's locked now. Can't do anything on my computer. The only way to get rid of this is to pay $300. So additionally, they take control of your camera. You know how you have the little camera uh-huh. in your computer and everything?
Uh-huh.
Never thought about it. So now a picture of stupid, me, pops up, is looking at me on my fucking screen. That's scary
shit. That's fucked up.
That's scary. Like, oh, God, I would have made sure my nipples were harder and perky, but I did not. So you're kind of like freaking out. So, you know, what do you do? Rebooting does not get rid of this. You figure, I'll reboot. I'll get rid of this. Doesn't get rid of it. At all. So what you need to do is, if you get this, is you need to shut down your computer and then go into your computer before Windows kicks in because Windows is infected. That's what this thing is. And Windows is your operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually, when the computer is like booting up, you need to go really quickly in.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a nasty, nasty virus. The virus infects your computer, so you can't delete cookies or your cache. You know, normally you would do that at the start of the process to get rid of the virus. You go through.
Or what you do is you backdate it. Like when you get a virus, because I've had a couple of viruses, you backdate the computer.
Right.
Before the virus hits, and it'll bring it back to where you are.
But you have a very limited amount of time to do that now. Good thing about backdating is, like, this virus didn't affect the documents. So all my documents are there.
Right, because, like, let's say it happened today. You backdated to yesterday.
Well, you don't always have control. It does it automatically.
Mm.
It has, like, you could set it, like, to do every month, every mm-hmm. week, whatever. Right. But, yes, that's what you have to do. But there's a limited amount of time before Windows kicks it. You have to know what you're doing. This is not something you or I could do.
Mm-hmm.
The wife can do it, and she's working frantically to do it and everything because she knows what the hell she's doing. The average person like you or me, you can't do it. So you need to do a system restore, which is exactly what you said. To the time before the computer's infected.
Right.
You have to figure out when the hell that was.
Yeah.
So then the problem is that the time was very short before the IC3 notice pops up. So you're trying to work, and it's like working with like a bomb about to go off.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, but it's very quick, and then the IC3 pops, and boom, you got to start again. You got to shut down and start again. So you do the system restore, like you said. Now, here's what I've learned from this. Microsoft will never send you one of those notices while you're online. So even though mine looked like an official Microsoft notice, I was online. So it's not from Microsoft. I didn't know that now. I mean, I didn't know that then. I know that now. So if you get a pop-up from Microsoft that says, hey, let me take control of your computer and you're surfing online, no, don't do that. That's a virus. And you got to delete it, because I think once you give it the power, like I did, to control the computer, you're pretty much screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So Windows sends messages when you're when you're offline. You know how like when you shut down Windows, does it like an update or something?
Yes.
They're never going to do it while you're online, which is good to know. Something which I've started doing now, because the wife ingrained it in my head, is if you're not using your camera, cover it up. If you look at my computer, Joe, I have a piece of paper and taped over my
right,
because nobody ever thinks that your computer can be hacked, that your camera could be hacked. So this is important for the people who deal with scammers. Well, anybody, you should all. If you're not using the camera in your laptop, cover it up. Because, for instance, say you're scamming a scammer. You're foolish enough to try to do some of the nonsense we do, and you think you got it over them, that you're onto their game. They can have your computer hacked. They could be looking at you, your house, somebody who wants to rob you. They could see everything through that camera that's within that camera's range.
Mm.
So do you have a camera on
there? Yeah.
Do you have it covered up?
No.
Well, I think you should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my advice to everybody, and I learned this the hard way. You know, the wife did a great job of setting everything right. God bless her, because the computer was really screwed for like a couple of days, everything. But, yeah, if you're not using your camera, always cover it up, because you might not know that you've been hacked and somebody can see everything. So if you like to dance around naked in your house or walk around naked, a lot of people like to walk around naked.
Mm.
Walking naked is a big thing.
Not in front of the computer.
Well, don't. But don't. And or the windows. Either type of windows. So that was that.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was a nasty. I mean, my computer's gotten viruses before. We all do. You know, you go on the internet. Yeah.
Mine's got to be debugged.
I have Symantec, which is a pretty good antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
And this got past Symantec. Symantec could not find this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like really scary that they could do. And then they turn around and say, yeah, they send you an ICS notice.
IC3
notice, and they're looking for $300.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You send the $300, you know it's not stopping there. So somebody's really taking control of your computer. Mm. It is a nasty, nastiest virus I've encountered.
Right.
You know, and the wife's like, well, I told you not to click on this, but it looked real. I didn't know. It looked real. And why am I on my screen? This is scary. I can wave at myself. I don't like this.
Even though you click, I did the same thing with Adobe, and I got a 10-minute lecture as I'm dumb as they come and blah blah from you about a year and a half ago.
The reason, I mean, because it could have been on any a variety of topics.
No. Are you kidding me? You did. Why would you do that? You got to look. You're as dumb as they come, you know.
I think the wife got that rid of that virus for you, too.
Yeah.
Did she get rid of that one? Did she, or did you take that to work?
No, I backed. No, I wound up backdating the computer.
Yeah, that's what
and you got. And I backdated and I got out of it.
But the thing is, if you've done, like, big updates and stuff to your computer and everything, you can lose some important stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But, yeah, so it's pretty
scary. Actually got a couple of viruses that drive me nuts when I go online.
Does it burn?
So. But.
Sorry, Jim.
You.
I'm not very humorous tonight.
But so I gotta get an antivirus program in that. But it's just
you
amazing.
Don't have an antivirus on your computer?
No, I gotta reinstall it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We use Symantec.
Right.
Seems
right.
To be a good one.
Thank you for the advice. I usually, you know, guess I know.
It's not coming from me. It's coming from a higher authority. She lives upstairs.
Okay. Let me tell you about the higher authority. There was the one time when you told me, I need your phone number, I need all this, and I go, why? Well, because the computer crashed and we didn't back it up. And I'm like, you're married to a computer programmer. Yeah, I know that.
I don't deny it.
Yeah, because you say, she said we'd have to back up. I go, she used to work at a help desk. Don't you? Yeah, I know that.
Hey, man. I just work here. Yeah. Think about this, though. For this show, I'm the computer person. People call me for computer help.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. So, I hope that was educational to people.
I learned something.
That's good.
Yeah, cover up that camera.
that honestly, it's covered. I'm sure you told me before, but you poo-poo. Oh, you're a worrywart. Pshaw. Nobody could possibly.
Pshaw.
Nobody could possibly hack into my computer and see me on the camera. So, yeah, you got to do that, and especially if you're messing with scammers, which we don't recommend.
Yes.
But, yeah, you got to cover up that camera. Mine is covered up now unless I'm doing, like, a Skype chat with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Should we attempt to get through Ann Jackson?
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Godspeed. How many Mr. Davins are we going for?
Let's see. I'm going to go for three Mr. Davins.
Three Mr. Davins from Joe Curry. Joe is getting his pen and paper so he can keep track for those who want to play along.
Yeah, bear with me one second. I forgot.
Now, if only Sam would crap out now so Joe could look for shit. Joe, you're wasting valuable time. The shit's working, stupid. We can't waste time when the shit is working.
I know. Time is of the essence. So right. I got
well, hopefully gave them some time to write in their answers.
Right. Let's see.
Anybody else playing with us tonight?
I'm waiting to hear.
They might have been worn out. Yeah, I'm worn out from this, and all I'm doing is clicking. It takes a lot out of me, Joe.
I understand that. Oh, it does. I mean, we had to reboot it, and it's very frustrating. You're in the middle of a show, you're trying to run the show, and now, you know, you have to stop and do this. All right, so we got Crimson. I got three. Crimson has got three.
Oh, wow.
Lisa has got three. We're all going for three tonight.
Everybody's going for three tonight. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are in the chat. They don't play along with this particular game.
There's a lot of strategy where we are in the show. Let's see. My pal says two.
Their pal is playing along.
Yes.
Your pal is going low.
Yes.
All right. Is this the first time your pal's been in the chat?
I think she's been in there a couple of times, but I think...
I thought maybe she was waiting for you to help man the control or something. No. Enough of this damn Pip Helix. Let my man handle the 10-10. I boycott until my man, my stud muffin, my future is controlling them. All right, so we got everybody who's going to participate. We got a lot of threes, and we got a two.
Right.
For Mr. Davin. Dateline, March 20th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
That is one.
These people should be exposed, and I will send the facts to the Interpol, as I told you. I will call FBI. Remember, I just chewed this bitch out a day ago. I said, don't bother me no more with your nonsense. Because I've had it. You don't listen. You're not getting what I'm saying. You're
she
thick.
Hasn't ever.
You're thick. I'm done with you, and don't say bad things about my country. And yet here we are. I got reply from FBI after calling them and report my scam. You have that one and then come up with Brown Cotton from UK. As I told you, I lost his phone number. You said he is fake. About UN. You do have the reasons for what you said, but what I did is not wrong. You think it's a scam. I sent to the contact us. I sent to the contact. Oh, on the website. I sent you the contact us and asked Bridge to report the scam. I have no idea why you do not get any reply from them. Because remember, I actually contacted the United Nations website, the real one.
But she frustrates that you have given her on many occasions reasons why they're scams. She just said again that they're not scammers.
Yeah, well, she's come back and forth with it.
Is she coming back and forth where she might make a breakthrough with this, or it's just a lost cause? I mean, that remains to be seen, obviously.
Who am I to judge, Jeff?
I know. Remains to be seen, obviously. But it just seems that you hit her up with all this information, and she just doesn't get it. You know, Crimson says she's insane. I don't think she's insane in the sense that she's afraid to face reality, and if she faces the reality, it might make her insane.
But go on. About UN. You do have the reasons for what you said, but what I did is not wrong. You think it is a scam. I sent you to contact us and asked where to report the scam. I have no idea why you do not get any reply from them. I did report it at least 3 times, every day for 2 weeks. Holy fuck. She's emailing that stupid site 3 times every day for 2 weeks. Somebody at tech support's going, enough! Not helping you, stupid. We get it. Also, I sent to another UN official site and sent the message to them, too. This is why I really do not know you never get any reply. Why? Why people do not get the contact? I think the most reasons are from my videos, which really attention to people. Maybe, who knows? So she's positing that maybe she gets a response from the United Nations that nobody else gets because of her videos on YouTube.
Now she's delusional.
Now?
Well, hear me out. She's not facing reality with the other things. With the videos, I think she's delusional.
They're lovely videos. They have background music and everything and pictures.
Really?
You'd love them. 5 minutes of pictures of scammers and music. Your type of thought-provoking stuff. She goes, FBI head office in Washington, D.C. I will call FBI after going to my company this weekend. I am busy these days with my new jobs and some important private issues. Mental health care is part of it.
And I hope your new job pays because you're up to your ass in debt.
Of course I'll report him to FBI. This fucking Miller should get death penalty. I do not care about what people say.
Obviously.
Well, here she's talking about the anti-scammers who are saying, you know, she's in cahoots and all that good stuff. I do not care about what people say, because some of them are fucking bitches for me.
What does she mean by that?
She means they're fucking bitches. They're being nasty.
Okay, because you could take them that she's using them. Like, you're my bitch.
No. No, they're saying terrible things about her. She's calling them fucking bitches.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Yes. I didn't know we would, you know, lose the meaning of fucking bitch. But
you could take it two ways.
I always take it negatively.
You can take it two ways. And for the simple fact that there is that benefit of that doubt that she might be in cahoots, you know, she could be using – if you're in with the scammers and you've got people following you, you're using them as your bitches.
Tonight, for the broadcast, I am the broadcaster's fucking bitch. The computer.
Okay.
Right. Here we go. So Miller should get the death penalty. They change words. I do not like it. So she's saying the anti-scammers are changing her words. I did tell the truth and show the real official reply from FBI and CID. After that, Brown Cotton and CID, Mr. George contacted me. But you said they were fake. I really do not know what to say. This is your judgment. I did tell you that the person who is in charge of your case will use their personal mail address to contact you. I did get that contact from UN official mail. And then idiot Melvin contacted me same. Now remember, she is carbon copying everybody on all these emails and everything. They're creating personas for her and everything. She wouldn't recognize a legitimate email address if it's some bitch slapped her in the head.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if she didn't, you're there to tell her what they are, and you have told them told her what they are, and she's not getting it.
I was not the first, I don't think, to tell her what they are.
Yeah,
I might have been the most patient.
Yeah, but they're you know, it's like .dot, you know, org .dot, these crazy emails, and she's labeling herself as an expert.
Well, that's the scary part. That's the scary part. Shall we go on?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davin!
That's two, or dos in Spanish.
Joe has a vested interest in the number two now.
Yes.
Does Joe put somebody else's self-interest before his? Yes. Stay tuned.
My number one is number two.
Let me tell you something. You're number two. Mr. Davin, fuck up these people. Because they are fucking criminals. Well, I had criminals right next door, and clearly I didn't fuck them up. I'm not really the criminal fucking up type of guy. We've already established that.
Yeah, really. Go overseas and get them, and the sons of bitches are next door. I can't get them.
Listen, if you have issues with criminals, don't come knocking to me.
Yeah.
I am going to be as passive about this as possible.
Columbo, I'm not.
Well, I mean, I might know what's going on, but I don't want to walk across
the... Smell the smoke, man.
Do as you wish. They destroy me by using financial laws. People judge it as scam, which is called advanced fee fraud. Yes. Yes, they do. Of course, the advanced fee fraud scam is when you pay, when a scammer approaches you and says, I will get this person arrested for you. We will reclaim your money for the low, low cost of X. So you pay that money in the hopes that you will get justice and get your money back. And, of course, it's just another scam.
Now, she's calling them crooks.
Today. Actually, it's all the same day in this email.
Okay. Because that's what they are. They're scammers. But she's not calling them incompetent. Because usually she would call them incompetent.
Yes.
They can't do their job. But, of course, they can't do their job because it's not theirs.
Well, they are doing their job.
Well, but in her context, as the FBI, as, United Nations, all these other things, she claims.
And we come back to that. All right. Let's go on. So she wants to. So she says it's advanced fee fraud, which we've been telling her. I paid David Copper for opening the case file $2,500. $2,500 to open up the case. He took my money, and then he told me that my friend Jimmy Jones got killed. Remember that was her first friend.
Yes.
This fucking Miller introduced this person to me. UK EFCC David Copper, supposed to be real official. So the soldier Miller introduces her to David Copper, who's another one of these scammers. For all we know, it's the same scammer.
Mm-hmm.
We've created multiple personas for ourselves.
Right.
And then she gives EFC's email address, which is at activist.com. Okay.
Which wouldn't be that. It would have a .org, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be a .com. I don't know what the EFCC is. It would probably be...
EFCC.org.
Well, no, because it's not from the United States. I don't know what it would be. But it wouldn't be activist.com, I promise you.
Okay.
That is one thing I do know. Mm-hmm. His real name is David Copper. Really, is it? If it was David Copperfield, we could explain why your money's disappearing, stupid.
That's funny.
She gives the address 10 Drury Lane.
10 Drury Lane.
10 Drury Lane, High Holborn, London. Gives me the phone number, 470-4470. But it doesn't matter what it is. But remember, the scammers, you can use stuff like Magic Jack to make it appear like it's a London number.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about that before on the show. So you think you're calling London, but really the scammers are pulling one over on you. The truth. I never get any fucking money back. The bank certificate is offered by him. These people destroy me a lot. Fucking UN Secretary Melvin Santos is a corrupt politician because he needs money.
Oh, God. He's a scammer, stupid.
No. He's a corrupt politician because he needs money. He loves money. Why not expose him like this? I will be happy to hear that and let people judge it. He is old and he will die of the stroke. Believe in me.
Yeah. Also, Drury Lane, that's where Puff the Crimson says that's where Puff the Magic Dragon lives.
That's what I was thought it sounded like from a cartoon.
Yeah, and my pal says the Muffin Man does too.
Well, so does David Copper. Yeah. Drury Lane is a good place to live, Joe.
I can see when they have a block party. Must be very interesting.
Actually, in retrospect, I think Puff the Magic Dragon lived right next door for a few months.
Yeah.
They cannot hide forever, as people text them everywhere. I guess if you text somebody, it draws them out. I don't know. I am going to text them, and people will search them on Google as they click the keywords. Why not? They took the money. Do not forget to send the facts to Interpol head office in Lyon. If you want to do it fast. All right. To Mr. Davin. Then she forwards me. Her email to inquiries@un.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, un.org is actually the United Nations website. So, that's good. So, this is what she sent. She sends me what she forwarded. So, she sends me what she sent to them. God, I think my mouth is like Sam, breaking. To whom it may concern. This is a very serious issue about the scam. I did UNRWS report to UN.org. Then I got the contact from so-called UN Secretary Melvin Santos, who replied to me that he would deal with these criminal cases according to the law. Here's the thing. The United Nations Secretary is not Melvin Santos. It's an Asian guy. I think it's Moon. I think that's who it is.
Sung Young?
I don't know. But it's an Asian guy. It's not Melvin Santos. That I do know. I've told him this.
You told him that?
Of course. And unless it's the type of secretary that gets coffee. It could be that type of secretary. Remember, I emailed the UN and asked them about Melvin Santos. They did not reply. Perhaps because I did not do it three times
maybe
a day.
Maybe they're covering for him.
Yeah. Well, then, you know what? Anne would love you. Yes. Mr. Joe gets it. Mr. Joe is the smart. So then she goes on. She contacted Melvin Santos, who replied to me that he would deal with these criminal cases to the law. UN asked the victim to pay for the fees. This is completely false. The UN doesn't go after scammers.
Yeah.
And they don't ask for victims'
fees.
Yeah, it's completely false. What I found is that he asked money for opening the case files. Before this, I also told the truth that I got contact from FBI man and Interpol. Now these people who work with idiot Melvin Santos ask the victims to pay for the fees to open the case files. This makes my life useless and I never get money back. So I think what she's saying is I sent these other people and I've sent them to an advanced fee fraud, but she doesn't get it. You know. I think she's distressed by this. I don't know if it's for pride. I don't know if she feels bad, but I think she's actually distressed by this.
And that's why she's not – and you're absolutely right. She's distressed by it, and she doesn't want to come to terms with it because I don't think that she can handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. I don't think she can handle it.
No. What the fuck? Even when things work, they don't. Oh, God. God, I want to stick my dick in a vice. I think it would be less painful than this. Oh, you know what?
I think there's a vice in the garage.
Yeah, but the door doesn't work, so I'm not going to use it, John. All right. Well, Hawk is gone for the night. I can't get Hawk back, but we'll get out of here soon. Make my life useless. I never get money back. No money back, and I borrow so much money from my friends and company, which destroys my whole life. They do not bring back my life, but cheat on my money. Well, I think they're doing quite well with your money. The dancing, the taking it out.
So if you know that you're spending all this money, and you know you keep spending it, and she knows that they're just taking it for a ride, why does she keep doing it?
I don't know. Because you know what? You just get caught in that cycle. You know, it's like, I'm already down this much. Maybe if I pay... They manipulate you. If I just pay a little bit more, I'm going to get it. It's going to happen. It's incompetence, I tells you. Now the victims are waiting for the reply, but he is hiding, and he has no intention to reply to the victims who lose so much money by being scammed. He is a fucking asshole. He uses me. Yeah.
No, he's a fucking scammer.
Well, he's also an asshole who's using her.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not the queen of the May, obviously. But, you know, it's like, but she's got to come to the terms that it's a scammer. You know, you could be incompetent and be a fucking asshole. You could be a scammer and be a fucking asshole. But she's going with the incompetent.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not incompetent. They're a scammer.
Then she sends me one of her videos where she talks about all this. Or actually doesn't talk about it, but writes it in more music. Very lovely. Then this is his reply. From UNG said secretary. And this is the email address. UNGDAIDS@secretary.net. Because you know what? Nothing says official like secretary.net. Because if I was working for the sanitation department, you could find me at sanitationdepartment.net, Joe.
She's an expert. She should be catching this stuff.
She's not an expert, stupid.
But she's claiming she is.
Listen, I claim I can fly. Until you see it, you're not going to believe it.
I'll give you the chance. Go down the roof.
It's chilly out. I don't want to. I don't want to go on the roof.
But, you know, I mean, she claims she's an expert. She's leading people on. You should know this. This is basic stuff that you should know. If you're claiming to be an expert and you're online and you've got people following you as a leader, you should know this stuff. You're doing such a disservice to people. I feel bad that the people that follow and believe in her.
Well, yeah, Joe, that's who we feel bad for.
I understand. Just reiterating that. It's, okay. It's a shame.
Joe wants all you listening to know that he's not a creep. He genuinely feels bad. Joe is unsure.
Because it's such a sad state of affairs where this woman that is led by emotion and not common sense is judged as a leader and not even picking up the basic things she should know.
Well, this is the email from the UN secretary. Attention!
Okay.
We have received several emails that you've sent to our desk. If you have any complaint, please state all in details. We are giving you our uttermost assurance that your plight will be severely dealt with according to the law. We await your prompt response. Dr. Melvin Santos, UN secretary. It sounds for reals, Joe. It sounds like this time's for real.
Well, Dr. Melvin Santos, you say. You know who I am.
Shall I go on?
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
That would be three.
I am sick of the scam and the topics. No matter what I said, people think of it as scam. It is easy to say. To ask pay is scam. So let the people get scammed and let people wait for the justice. And they will never get the justice due to the anti-scam hunters who do not know the truth. Yeah, you fuckers. You ruined it. Why not? The police will ignore it as long as the authorities say you need to pay for the fees due to their legal process.
Why would the authorities ignore it?
Well, the authorities do ignore it. She's right about that, but it has nothing to do with paying. The authorities don't do shit. I hear about it all the time. They don't do anything. They kind of suck. But still, report it. This is not fucking lies. This is not domestic. Suing people and sending criminals to the high courts are the jobs from Interpol. They do not move on if you do not pay for the fees. Contact your local police and wait for nothing. When people die, then the authorities will pay attention to it. If there is nothing to happen or no one commits suicide, the authorities will ignore it. She's so spot on, actually, right now. She really is, which is why people are desperate and looked at her as a messiah.
Right, but the thing about it is that she's going under the auspices that these people are incompetent, not that they're scammers.
Right, but what she's actually saying about the authorities is true. I don't know if she realizes
that's
true.
That's fine that it's true, but her reason, her, you know, like I said, it is true, but she's going under the auspices that they're incompetent, not that they're scammers, and that's the main problem.
This is how anti-scam hunters did to the authorities, because they want to say they do nothing. So let it go like this way. This is what I want to say. If you want to make it, why not do unrest report? Of course you need to send the facts and move it on fast. I did it before. This is why. I do not think you can get any reply from anyone as your way. So she is the authority whisperer. She's the only one, according to her, which is why everybody bought in. Oh, and she says thanks. She says thanks. Shame on those people, Americans. Not you. So that registered. That registered.
She's not taking any responsibility for herself.
No,
nothing's on her. Nothing is on her.
Well, yeah, you're right.
You know, it's just a shame. I mean, nothing on her. After all of this, nothing on her.
In her mind. So she gives me the real FBI headquarters, which is nice. She goes, you can get in touch with Interpol using the contact details below. Your message will be forwarded to the appropriate department. But please note that we are unable to respond to all the inquiries. And she gives the official email, Interpol. Here's a fax number, email, contact Interpol. Then she sends me this stuff. The receipts of the payment to Brown Cotton, David Copper, and Jennifer. So we got one dated November 6, 2011. Receiver Brown Cotton, London, England. London, United Kingdom.
And she was receiving what? There was receiver of the
she's sending the money. She's sending
the
money
case.
To these various places. Right. So she sent some to Brown Cotton, who she thought was with the FBI. In Jap and in Yen, it was 100,420. I guess GBP, I guess that's British pound. Would be Great Britain pound.
Right.
With 748 US pounds. Receiver David Copper, and again, these are all Western Union because they have MTCN numbers. She provided those. She sent 50,500 yen, which is 376 pounds. September 14th, 2011, Jennifer Green, which is supposed to be the daughter of Parker Green.
Parker.
The military man.
She's the one that got hit by the truck.
Right. She sends 478 pounds to him. They are in UK. Which, yeah, we know that scammers have people in the UK, and they do it for money laundering. We know this. I'm not surprised that there's scammers in the United Kingdom. Clearly, they have somebody there picking up the money. Might be all the same person, for all we know, because we know Western Union doesn't do a great job of checking identification.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, four, Jesus Christ.
Nobody had Jesus Christ. Mr. Davin, I got the info from the receipts. UK EFCC has two names. One is David Copper and the other is Hamilton Williams. We've never heard of Hamilton Williams before. Attached to the payment. This is the first payment to open the case file. I paid it part by part. You can see the name. He also asked me to send the name to David Copper. That fucking Miller introduced me to this person to deal with my scam case. Miller's supposed to be the soldier. August 25th, 2011, she sends to Hamilton Williams, 504 pounds, again in London, UK. After knowing the truth, I reported the scam to local police and consulted my international lawyer. I searched for one on net.
After knowing the truth, and what's the truth?
Beats me. I searched for one on net and met my lawyer in person. Then I reported it to the FBI and told my police if it is good to report to FBI. My police told me that the FBI sometimes makes mistakes, but I could try. So apparently, I would assume she met with the authorities in Japan, and then you can report it to the FBI, but they don't always do a good job. It's possible. Then I also sent my scam case to the Interpol. Now, we know where it went horribly wrong there. Mm. Then all of them contacted me, but you said they are scammers. Yes. Yes, I did. Then she gives me, let's see, is this the same one? Yeah, it's the same one.
And she said, what did she just say? She said, I'm not fond, you're not fond of, what was that?
What she said, I'm saying, she said, these are all officials, but I'm saying that they're scammers. That's what she's saying.
And she said, and then she's saying they're scammers?
No, she's saying, I'm saying they're scammers.
Okay.
Then November 11, 2011, to David Copper, she sends 427 pounds, again, to London.
You know what? If she said, if she says that, well, you said they're scammers, wouldn't you look into that before you send out another check?
Well, no, these are from 2011.
Oh, okay.
She's sending payments to them in 2011. These people took all my money, over $120,000, which destroys my whole life, and I want to commit suicide. It's not the first time we've heard this from her.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I ask you to expose them. I lost so much money, so expose them. I will send facts to the authorities doing unrest report because it is the truth. I have all the payment details. That fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, is a fucking mafia. She once got appendix surgery, and I did pay for some for her. She's getting hit by trucks. She's having appendix surgery. She is a fucking liar. Yes, yes, she is.
But then in other instances, she called her a friend.
And a sweetheart, and like a daughter.
And this was what, about probably, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it's
in your turn, you know, in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
In real time. Disalludes that she's, you know, it switches back and forth. She's in, she's not coming to turn, or she's crazy. Right there, if we stopped right now and never did this again, I would walk away saying she's crazy. Just for the fact that she called her a friend and she loved her, and now she's calling her a fucking bitch.
Or she's the best scammer ever and is completely playing me.
True, too.
It's possible.
She could be schizo.
I think she's ill. I've been saying that for a while, though. I think she's ill. Go for it and report them ASAP. They do not feel shame because they love money. And that's where we'll leave it. Any parting thoughts on that, Joe?
Just what I just said. If we stop right now and never did this again, I would say that she's crazy. I don't think at tonight's segment that she's in cahoots with him. And you know that I waffle. I mean, I'd rather pancake, but
really, you even stuttered over that while you still decided to follow through.
A long day, but there are sometimes
and the broadcaster couldn't crap out for that.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? But there are sometimes when, and I think on two occasions ending on the segment, I thought that she was in cahoots. You get a gut feeling from reading everything that you read. Tonight, I don't feel that she's in cahoots. I feel that she's crazy.
I think she's got blinders on. She can't realize the truth. She won't look at the truth. She ignores the truth when it's presented to her. I think she's crazy. But I've been saying that for a while. So then it's like, at what point? Well, I pretty much walked away last week.
Yeah.
I didn't respond to any of these emails that she sent
me. And most of the chat thinks that she's crazy.
But think about, like we said, where we've come with this. When we started this, they hated her.
Yes.
Yes. Now, yes. You know, it's sad.
Absolutely. And you know what? Now, let's think about that. Basically, what I was posing when they were hating her is that I think that she's got a severe mental problem. And I was challenging the chat to get their thoughts, which they did weigh in. Most of them now, the folks in the chat, are saying that she's crazy. There's not really one hint that she's in with them. But it could change next week. I mean, it could be the way she's wording things next week. It could totally change, and it has.
But isn't it sad she fooled a lot of people?
It's sad that she.
I think I said it before. I think she snapped. I think at one point she had it together. She was a scam victim. I don't know if she ever realized that, but I think she just snapped.
I think she might have snapped. She's not coming to realization. What the problem? What the sad part is that she's saying that she's an expert. She's not. She doesn't do her homework, and there are people that are following her and believing in her, and you feel bad because it's making a bad situation worse.
Well, which is why we tell people you really need to listen to the show so you learn stuff.
You need to listen to the show. You need to be very thorough with things. If you don't want to know the truth, you know, there were sometimes if you don't want to know the truth, you'll do your damnedest not to know the truth.
Yeah, everybody does that. It's a defense mechanism.
Everybody does do that, you know. So it's on that one, she could be doing her damnedest not to face the truth. I wish she would do it without leading other people. I mean,
well, that's what makes her dangerous.
You know, I know. And, you know, if you don't want to face the truth, everybody's got their issues. I understand. I used to have my own. But, you know,
oh, you're past them, are you?
Well, no.
are you aware of how you're wearing your hat right now, you crazy fuck?
Yeah.
That's not exactly normal. You look like if you walked outside with your hat right now.
Yeah.
People would think you're nuts. Not that part. You got it, like, all folded underneath your
might look like an asshole, but I'm warm. I'm a warm asshole.
We'll focus on the latter part of that statement.
Right. Okay. So we wound up having four. Just under Mr. Davins, we wound up having four. My friend had two, and the rest of us had three. Nobody wins.
No one. Nobody wins with tonight's show.
Nobody wins tonight's show.
Nobody wins. But let's...
The Samcaster had four.
Sam wins. I am beat. Listen, this is... I will be working on this week. The first thing I'm going to try to do is I am going to see if Joey from Hawk can reinstall this, because he gave me this, delete it, reinstall.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try that. I'll try to do some testing on it, because this was unheard of. All right, let's
just before, while you're at it, just note cracked software. They call it crack software.
What does that mean?
It has defects in it, so just...
Oh, this Sam does?
They said it's a characteristic where if it's secondhand, it might be cracked, which they call defects. That's what I was doing between breaks. I was on my iPhone looking it up. So I want to take a peek at that. A little back office stuff. Live on the show, but...
let's thank some people and get out of here before Sam says no more.
Okay.
Hey, guys, but before I thank the sponsors and everything, thank you guys for hanging out. And I know it was not ideal because...
We can't thank you enough. That was really cool. I'm just adding my little thing.
I will get you out after I go. It's an addition when I'm finished.
We're working in tandem, in harmony.
Nobody's working harmoniously tonight, stupid. I do not feel about it. We're not singing Kumbaya after this shit.
They actually wanted to. I'm not shitting you. We could have got a rousing chorus of that.
Fine. That's what we'll do from now. Kumbaya. Funny. But yeah, thank you guys for... hanging in there. I hope to get this fixed. I did not obviously foresee this coming. Hopefully on the replay some of this will be fixed and edited out. I don't know. Or this show might not wind up on replay. I don't know. Depends how frustrated I get with this and what actually saved. But anyway, let's thank some people. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716 or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Hey, our next comedy show this Friday starring Doug Karff. Heard him on the Howard Stern station on Sirius XM. I'll be hanging out there. Always a good time. Make sure you go to Francesco's in Woodland Park this Friday night if you are in the area. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and, of course, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. What?
You're trying to read as fast as you can before the damn Samcaster fucks up.
It's not my usual line.
I know. It's like a disclaimer. You're reading it like the disclaimers. Which I don't blame you. I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, there's a good
I feel bad I'm holding you up. Go.
Not bad
go.
Enough not to. Right. You want to call Goldberg's number is 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you're a fan of this show or a veteran of our great military, you get 10% off. Side-Splitting Productions, you need a comedian, murder mystery, DJ, character, give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, of course, sidesplittingproductions.com, as we said, live comedy this week at Francesco's, bear with me, all right, hey guys, we're going to get out of here as quickly as we can, thank you guys for hanging out, if you like us, tell a friend, if you hate us,
don't use Samcaster.
Either way.
Tell no one. We love you. Thank you so much.
Keep on listening. See you next Tuesday, guys. Peace.